for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. President Xi Jinping says China should adhere to its basic economic system, with public ownership playing a dominant role and diverse forms of ownership developing side by side. He made the remarks at a panel discussion with political advisors during the annual session of the top political advisory body. Xi Jinping says China must strengthen and develop the public sector, while at the same time encouraging, supporting, and guiding the development of the private sector. He says China remains committed to creating a favorable environment for the private sector. China's revealed what could be the country's smallest military budget increase in 6 years, as it feels the chill of rising economic headwinds. A spokesperson for the top legislature says this year's defense budget is expected to rise between 7 and 8%. China's defense budget rose by 10.1% last year, a growth rate within the range that the spokesperson mentioned may be even lower than the number in 2010, when the figure stood at 7.5%. Chinese Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao has accused international rating agencies of basing the ratings on ideological influences and has urged them to treat emerging economies fairly and impartially. He made the comment after Moody's cut its outlook on China's sovereign bonds from stable to negative earlier in the week. Moody's has cited potential weakening in China's fiscal strength, declining foreign exchange reserves, and uncertainty over policy priorities as reasons for the downgrade. Zhu says Moody's move lacks foresight and vision, calling on it to not make judgments on China based on westernized perspectives. Chinese officials are calling for caution and restraint after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his country's military to be ready to use nuclear weapons at any time. Foreign Ministry spokesman Hong Lei says China hopes all involved will exercise restraint to avoid further tension on the Korean Peninsula. The order by Kim comes after the UN Security Council passed a new resolution to impose the toughest ever sanctions on Pyongyang over its recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Meantime, South Korea and the United States have officially launched a joint working group to discuss the possible deployment of the THAAD missile system in South Korea in the face of increasing security threats from the North. China and Russia have both said the potential deployment threatens regional security and stability. Search and rescue operations are underway after a ferry capsized in Indonesia's Bali Strait on Friday afternoon with around 50 people on board. More than 40 people have been rescued so far, but the exact number of passengers on board has not been determined. A local official says the ferry was also loaded with 32 vehicles. All of them went down with the vessel. It's not yet clear what caused that ferry to capsize. Unknown gunmen have attacked a care home for the elderly in Yemen's southern port city of Aden, killing about 17 people, including 4 Indian nurses. Security officials suspect gunmen of the Yemen-based affiliate of the Islamic State group were behind the assault. The facility is run by Christian nurses and missionaries. Aden's seen a state of chaos and lawlessness over the past few weeks, highlighted by the assassinations of the city's former governor and several high-ranking security officers and judges. The Danish government's announced tentative plans to send special forces troops and F-16 fighter jets into Iraq and Syria to aid the U.S. coalition against the Islamic State. That proposal, due to start in the middle of this year, has received widespread and cross-party support during a meeting of the country's Foreign Policy Committee. The deployment will include 7 F-16s, a transport aircraft, and roughly 400 soldiers, including the pilots and support personnel. The plan still needs to be approved by the country's parliament. Police in Brazil have detained ex-president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva for questioning in a corruption probe. His Sao Paulo home has been searched in an operation that's covered 3 states. It's part of the investigation into a vast embezzlement and bribery conspiracy centered on national oil company Petrobras. Lula, who was president from 2003 to 2010, is being investigated over alleged ownership of a luxury apartment and a country house. The probe's already netted numerous high-ranking figures from current President Dilma Rousseff's Workers' Party, including a former treasurer. Nearly 135,000 refugees and migrants have reached Europe by sea since the beginning of this year. The International Organization for Migration announced the figure on Friday, saying the vast majority of these people have landed on Greek islands. Roughly 9,000 of the total has landed in Italy. Hundreds of people have died while attempting sea crossings into Europe this year. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.